because you were saying you thought this was big. This is
I think it's a bigger season.
Yeah.
It is a bigger season.
It's got some big stuff in it.
It does.
We're covering a lot of ground.
There's a lot of different things.
I don't know what the theme is.
Do we have a theme?
I don't think we have a theme. I mean,
Should we make it a theme?
We didn't think we had a theme in Volume 3 either. We thought we just slapdashed some stuff together.
That's true.
And then it turned out we had a theme.
Yep.
All right. So
that's very true.
Do you want to put the last pieces in the car and then we'll get in, head out, we'll get on the road?
Just
make sure that the Philadelphia experiment doesn't fall off the top there. It's very fragile.
Okay.
Well, before we leave, I suppose, and head out and start the journey of Volume 4, we should take our time to introduce the card to everyone, as has been tradition on Shelf Life. So, I am Kevin.
And I'm Rachel.
And this is Shelf Life. Rachel shuddered at me going, "This is Shelf Life." A podcast where brother and sister team go through all things pop culture of all different genres, be that movies, TV, books, games, video games, comics, others, sports, sports entertainment, anything that we decide and determine whether or not the subject at hand on any given day belongs on your shelf. So we are back and better than ever here with Volume 4 of Shelf Life. We are going to start the journey into Volume 4, but before we do that, we're going to run down what is on tap for you on this exciting voluminous Volume 4. Voluminous?
Voluminous?
Voluminous. Illuminating. We can come up with all sorts of adjectives. Grand. Fantastical.
Phantasmagorical.
Epic.
Anyway.
Okay, so, is there anything else that we have to tell for people that might be, like, joining the show for the first time, seeing this weird thing pop up on their podcast feeder? We have very long episodes. We do whatever we feel like.
That's right.
The whole objective here at Shelf Life is to determine if you, dear listener, should have something in your possession, if you should own it.
Physical media.
Because recently, recently, our objective here has come to fruition.
It really has.
We have seen these companies that own this media take it away from people.
Yes.
We have seen these companies that have said, don't worry about owning the copy of it. You could just have it on streaming.
Oh, but now we don't have it anymore.
And then it disappears.
Now we're not showing it anymore.
Now you can only have it for a certain price.
That's right.
Now you can only have it in a certain format.
Yeah.
Now you can only have it once in a while. No. Not right. Here at Shelf Life, we believe that you should have a copy for yourself to be able to enjoy whenever you feel like it, however you feel like
it. But it depends on what it is. Should you have a copy of it?
Should you have a copy of it? Absolutely. Well, it's okay to like everything.
Oh, of course.
We want everybody to like everything.
Yeah.
But we're the
enjoy it, have fun,
arbiters
do what you will
of the truth here at Shelf Life. Our opinion is fact.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
So, let us begin. We're going to run down the card for Volume 4 of Shelf Life. Can't believe that we have 4 volumes of Shelf Life.
It's awesome. We're having a good time.
We've made it past 25 subjects. Subject 25, of course, was Doom, the main event for Volume 3. Subject 26 we'll get to in a couple of minutes. But Rachel, let's begin running down the card. First up, we are trying to get a little bit intellectual here at Shelf Life.
Yes.
We've not done a genre that belongs on people's shelves.
Of course.
And that is
the classic shelf.
You know,
you got to have the bookshelf.
Yeah. So we're doing our first novel here at Shelf Life. We are going to be covering George Orwell's Animal Farm.
This will be fun.
It will be fun.
It's going to be different.
Yeah, it's going to be different. It's going to be interesting to see how we do things, how that applies to a book. Rachel is sitting directly into the sun, and she's directly in the sun and out the door. Rachel, what are we continuing here with Shelf Life in some television spaces?
Oh, we're going back into the time-space vortex with some more Doctor Who Season 1 or Series 1.
Yeah, we're covering, I believe, episodes 3 through 7.
Oh, yeah. It'll
will be covered it'll in be this fun. Volume.
There'll be a good couple good ones in there.
Are there good ones in there?
Yes.
I wish all of you could have seen Rachel's face, because she did like a Lisa Simpson, like, thought about it, or Homer, and then went, yes.
We are going to look. Hold on a second. We're going to go back to the past for the Unquiet Dead.
Okay.
We're going to have a two-parter of Aliens of London and World War III.
Interesting. That's connected, you're saying.
Yes, they're connected.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, some fun aliens in that one.
Excellent.
You're going to... I don't know. Then we have the Dalek.
Oh.
Yes.
They're around. I figure that they were around. You can't not have them around.
And then we'll end it off with the Long Game.
Okay.
Another one in space.
Space.
So it's kind of like we go back to the past, we come to the present, we go back to the past, we go to the future space.
And it's Doctor Who, so that
it's
makes sense.
Back and forth.
Yes, of course. Well, another thing that we're planning to do here, Rachel, and we've discussed Shelf Life Selects before, where we're not going to do the entirety of the show.
Of course, yes.
We're going to do selections, and we kind of did that with our holiday specials, see the back catalog in Volume 3. But what we're going to do is we're debuting Saturday Morning Shelf Life. Shelf Life, Saturday morning, Saturday morning, Shelf Life. And what we're going to do with Shelf Life Saturday Morning is have... We're going to go over some things that would probably be aimed for Saturday mornings, like Saturday morning cartoons,
yeah,
or kids'
stuff.
Yeah,
you get your cereal, get your Pop-Tarts.
Get your cereal.
Your eggs.
Your, a toast.
A bagel.
A,
waffles.
Cinnamon roll.
Pancakes.
Yeah, whatever,
bacon.
What have you. Yeah. And you sit down and you watch and listen to Saturday Morning Shelf Life. Now, what we're planning to do here... For the first Shelf Life Saturday Morning.
It's very exciting.
We couldn't decide what we wanted to do first.
Because when can we decide ever on any of these things?
So we're like, fuck it, we'll do all three of them. So we are doing the first episodes of Arthur the Aardvark,
yep.
Recess,
yes.
And Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
That's right.
We'll be covered on a Saturday Morning Shelf Life.
That sounds heavy.
And who knows,
it's
that
exciting.
Might be split into two Saturdays, because I have no idea how long. Knowing us, we're going to talk about them way too much. But we're going to do the first episode of each one of those programs.
Programs.
It's a perfectly cromulent word, Rachel. And now, Rachel, this is a movie heavy.
It is a very movie heavy season.
It's a movie heavy season.
Or volume. It's a very movie heavy volume.
And because of that, because it's so movie heavy, because some of the movies are big.
Yeah, they're big movies.
Rachel.
We needed something a little bit more lighthearted.
You'll see why in a minute.
A little bit fun.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit fun, a little bit lighthearted, a little bit I have no idea because I've never seen it before.
I'm pretty sure I did see this.
You
one.
Did.
I don't, no, actually, no, I haven't seen this one.
You saw the second one?
I don't think I've seen any of them.
Okay, well, tell the people what is the first movie on, not the first movie in order, but one of the movies that is on the list here.
One of our movies. Is Paddington.
Paddington.
You know, Paddington Bear.
Yes, he wears a little raincoat.
It was very cute, so I'm hoping... It's a fun, lighthearted movie for us in this lovely volume.
Yes, it should be the
actually, it's the main event.
<It's>
no, I'm just kidding.
Not the main event, but it is. Yes, we Rachel saw the list and was like, we need a little lightheartedness here.
Yeah,
on this.
Sometimes you just need to add that in there, sprinkle it in.
Yeah. Another movie that is up on the list here, we are covering. Speaking of books,
yes,
we're covering the movie. Version of this book from 2006, The Da Vinci Code.
You see, that's a heavy one.
That's a heavy one?
I would think so.
I guess so. I feel like that
it's
one's
very dramatic.
I feel like that's one's been a little forgotten.
I think it's also very forgotten.
So,
yeah.
Like, it'll be interesting to go back and see, like,
does
because
it was
a craze.
It
the,
was
the Da Vinci Code.
100% a craze.
It was a craze.
People kind of went nuts for it.
We're not doing the book, which was the craze mostly, but we are doing the movie.
Yes.
I went to see this movie in theaters.
Oh, did you see it in theaters?
I did.
Oh, that'll be a fun story, potentially. Maybe not. I don't know.
Rachel,
you'll have to wait to find out.
You'll have to find out, yes. Rachel, what else do we got on the list here?
Well, we went with something a little different. It's called The Philadelphia Experiment. I know nothing of this movie.
I know it's a movie from 1984, and it's about, there's a conspiracy theory.
I like conspiracies.
Called the, like a real life conspiracy theory.
Oh, that's very fun.
About something called the Philadelphia Experiment.
Oh, this sounds really interesting.
Where during World War II, the United States government was trying to create time travel.
Oh, we're going back to time travel
yeah,
again.
Yeah, so there's some time travel in there. I assume. I've never seen it either, but I assume.
Does Paddington have time travel?
Potentially.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, I wonder if that's our connection here. We'll have to find out.
There's always a chance that Paddington does have time travel.
Maybe he's a Time Lord.
One can only hope. And because this is coming out in the spring and summer, we are doing our first kind of sports entry. Now, Rachel thought when I booked this into the show, she thought we were covering a League of Their Own. It's not a League of Their Own.
It's not.
On the list.
But it is on the list.
It is Major League.
And I've never seen Major League. And that's probably why I thought I didn't know what it was.
Probably. Yeah. No, Major League is about a group of ragtag professional baseball players, and the owner is trying to move the team.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yes. So
baseball movie.
From the 80s, 1987. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting because our first sports film.
Ah, sports film.
We're doing a baseball subject. As the listeners may know that have been around, more of a football fan.
Yeah.
So this will be an interesting take for us. To see about Major League, whether that's on the shelf. And then, folks, we have some big ones here.
Mm-hmm,
We've got some pretty big ones.
Get
Rachel,
ready.
What are we kicking off Volume 4 with?
We will be kicking off Volume 4 with the 2000 X-Men. Oh, I'm sorry. That is how theirs goes.
Yeah, theirs is a little slightly different. Yeah,
it kind of just like
it's a reprise of the '90s.
I'm sorry. I just
cartoon for sure
needs to be on.
We'll do
Saturday
morning shelf life for that. Absolutely. Yes. But yeah, the 2000 X-Men movie, not the first Marvel movie that kind of kicked off the more modern era of superhero movies, but the first successful one after Blade is X-Men. That is the one that kind of jettisoned this all.
Solidifies Wolverine 100%.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, well, I mean, Wolverine is one of their most popular characters.
Right, yes.
Yes, but the X-Men from 2000, that will be the first episode of Volume 4 of Shelf Life, and in my opinion, classic film. We are doing Rachel almost laughed. It is.
Yeah, it's a classic. It's another classic. We got a lot of classics. Oh.
We are doing E.T., the extraterrestrial Steven Spielberg's film from 1982.
Is it the ride or is it the movie?
The movie. We are doing the movie, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, not E.T. the Journey Home or whatever that's called.
Obviously, we have to do that after.
We will probably cover that as well in the show. Let's be honest about it. This is, if any of these are a two-parter, it's somehow it will be E.T. even though it's only like an hour and a half, somehow we will get to a two-parter out of that. Probably Animal Farm too, because it's a damn book, but I could definitely see us talking too long about E.T.
Of course.
E.T., not the main event, though.
Not the main event.
Only one episode can be in the final spot. E.T. and any other volume, I think, could be a main event.
I think it could.
You can make the argument that X-Men could be a main event.
It also could.
But the main event for Volume 4, Rachel, is... What are we doing?
We are doing Part 2 of Season 1... of the Twilight Zone.
Yes, for the main event. Do you want to tell the folks at home what the episodes we will be covering is? And that also could be in a couple of parts because we're going to cover four episodes. We're going to cover episodes 5, 6, 7, and 8 of season 1 of the Twilight Zone in the main event for volume 4. They're really big ones. That's
why
it's a main
event.
We'll
be doing episode 5, The Walking Distance.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 6, The Escape Clause.
I like how you're putting the in front of those.
I'm sorry. Episode 7, The Lonely.
That one does
actually
have a
has a the.
Yeah.
Episode 8. This is a big one. Time Enough at Last.
Those are four very influential episodes of television, if I do say so myself. And as someone that just got the Blu-ray.
Ooh, that's true. You did just get the whole series.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is now officially on Kevin's shelf. It's
officially be on my shelf, thanks to my grandma, who bought me the Blu-ray of the entire series. So, that is... We'll have to go back to the E.T. music if you're listening to the Kevin and Rachel version. I think we probably get away with putting it in. I don't know, but I think we could.
Steven Spielberg, he might not care. He might be excited that we're talking about it.
It's very litigious. So, that is Volume 4. Rachel, you want to run down the card one more time for the folks at home?
We go X-Men, Major League, Recess Arthur and the Power Rangers, Episodes 1, Doctor Who Series 1, Part 2 and 3.
Episodes 3 through 7.
Episodes 3 through 7. Mm-hmm. E.T. the Extraterrestrial, The Philadelphia Experiment. Animal Farm, the novelization. Da Vinci Code.
The way you said novelization, like it's a movie at first. I didn't really mean
that. Animal Farm, the novel. Da Vinci Code.
The movie.
Paddington. And The Twilight Zone, Season 1, Part 2.
Episodes
5, 6, 7, and 8.
Yes, thank you, Rachel. Yes, a fairly large volume of stuff.
It's gonna be great. I feel like it's a lot.
I'm looking forward to this one.
This is gonna be great.
Yeah, this one is gonna be a lot of fun, I feel like, for Volume 4. I'm putting it up there. I've got high expectations and high hopes for this one.
Oh, I'm afraid to do that.
I've got a lot of stuff on my shelf with this volume.
I mean, yeah.
At like one.
Paddington's like your main, like.
Yeah, I got Paddington on 4K. Yeah.
You have a little doll right there.
I've got a doll next to it and everything. It's perfect. Yeah. Okay, I guess that's 3, but I feel like I should have 4. I feel like I have Recess and Arthur on my shelf.
I mean, technically we do have Recess.
Technically we do have Recess. Yes. Well, we can talk about that. So yes, a very large volume coming to you here in the spring, summer of 2024. Volume 4 of Shelf Life. We get into the blockbusters. We get into space. We get into mutants. We get in...
to talking bears.
Thank you. Yes. I was going to say we get into the Twilight Zone.
Oh, I'm sorry. But we get into the Twilight Zone.
We also get into Talking Bears. It comes out soon. If you're listening to this, it probably comes out in the next week or so. Can't wait. Start up the car, Rachel. We got a road trip to go. So get ready for Volume 4, the first episode, X-Men 2000. It's a shelf life extravaganza. I have been Kevin.
And I'm Rachel.
This is Shelf Life. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Good luck.
It's if there's some the end of the world type stuff going on.
That's also true. Interesting. Good luck.
Good luck.